حوالين so the reading is a possibility that it's mahmashul just like but since there are no PSF have been tied in some way we cannot be sure but there is such a possibility that that the reason is why we have the lady in the first year of the lady so she sees down because who God's running we don't rely on it but so many of the poskim say many of the achim say the deep me kolik lachalot as mechayki ki the tree is damach mastashmish the damach mastashmish is asur mid reise so that's the ordinary case of rei damach mastashmish but she ain't here in this case when she only saw damach mastashmish in the first bia halede but there were no bias at any time there were no bias intervening between one lady and the other lady so there everybody agreed that it's only awesome to have so Mele is certainly not a certainty that she saw down so of course that's why the Shach says the coach not Vei, the Ohinke Name, Sakhetia, the Mahmas Hutches Alende, Roa Sodam Mahmasashmish. Why does he say Vei? Because the Shach's own Chite is not like the Chalkas Mechaiki. So Mele, I said, according to the Chalkas Mechaiki, so we say Coach Noah, because the whole thing is in the Rabbanon. But the Shach mentioned that as a separate reason, Vei, because it's Coach Noah, even without the possibility of Mahmas Hutches Alende, because the Shach Chite, that even in the regular case of Edam Achmastashmish, it's only Yosem Rabbanon. So it's certainly not a certainty, not even a probability, and in the right sense, it's not even considered as a sophism, Shemotire. So that's why he said Koshnoi. And then he says, but here there is another reason. The Iketzat Heta, the Machmaskush is a lady, who has a Dam Achmastashmish. Alright. Miu Komoke, שצריך הבדיקה עם עוד רובישים שאני רואה עשו מותרס נתעש מזה שאני רואה עשו בעוד מבדיקה עשה של כנס לא נראה את זה so I mean that's our head it seems to be very reasonable but it's not so possible so the Rambam says every time the woman is asur the Bible because of the damach mustash mishil upon me but dika shifaris in effective so suppose she didn't test any shayas and instead of submitting to the Bdika Shiferes she had a beer with her husband she was not allowed to do it but it happened that she didn't see any dam so the beer is as effective as the Bdika Shiferes alright so he said Shach says Miu Komoki who received the Rabbanate, that's how the Gimu he once mentioned this Rabbanate. You because I believe, right? The Dav Keshov of the Shim Shovim Upon. So the Rabbanate says that when the Ramos says here, the Mora Sotim Upon in Vix of him Achalene, so he's going to tell him the way the Elitz of the Gashveres, but and she was swollen by law, but suppose she did test any questions, and she was with her husband, and she didn't see any dam machmastashmish. So that mitzvah is as effective as a bigger shikras. So that Rabbi says only if she's over the sheep shall give upon. Then he said the shach is chayek. ופי אני ביתי דברי הוריו פורים ביטלמי ביטש מזה שוברו עשו עוד איתיקה שפר so there is a very remarkable דברו בובו I think by the way we mentioned דברי דברי ונראה לי דדס עברה מבה דגם בשפר is now actually the Shach has been very strong cash how can the עברה מבה say that Shimshon, the Eved, is as effective. Lahati on the Bible, only there were three Tashmish, but one Tashmish not. But Rigabi Bika Sheferes, so one Bika Sheferes proves it. So why shouldn't one Tashmish food as effectively as it does. That seems to be a very strong kash. And from Ramo says, the dash is actually also the only bigger kash of facts. Only the difference. So he says, Mira di das after Rabbe me, di dam shifer so man rak im motso min atzat, va heter u mishu shiye ishu mako, vitzdoni, avo im motso klao, avo im motso klao, so we need to be pamaha. So when do we say that shifers, one bigger shifers, is effective what you're the Bible? So that's only the case where she found down on the sides of the tomb. On the side of the tomb. So mainly then the right is that in all the previous towns when she saw the Mahmastashis, so it's because of the irritated stoning of the vagina canal. So because it's not of menstrual allergen, because if it had been of menstrual allergen, now since on top of the shiferes there is a piece of cotton, so the dam should be detected on that piece of cotton rather than on the sides of the tube. But suppose now the shiferes is effective in two ways. One way is that she found down on the sides of the tube, and the other way is that when she doesn't find any dam, whether on top or on the side. So in the case, so when we say that one bigger shiferes is a fact like in our Bible, only dam was found on the sides of it. So that's the right. Mashiach came, if no dam was found, so then the right has to be not that he, so the reason is why she returns the Bible, not because the dam came from his daughter. Dam came from his daughter. Because she didn't find any dam on the sides of the tomb either. But the reason is, we explain it. I mean, not according to the Chazanish. You see, but the way that I have to explain it. So the reason is why she's the tennis of Bible, if no dam is found altogether, neither on the sides of the tube, nor on the piece of cotton on top of the tube. So it's because we say she was pure. So the Bible says, according to Abba Rabbe, in that case, if the right is that the dam came from the Zodim, so what we want is enough. But if the dam did not come from his body, and we say the dam did come the previous times from the Bokeh, but the fact that now no dam comes shows that she was pure. So that we can say only if it's three times, but if just once, so what kind of reality is it that she was pure? Maybe it just didn't happen that way. If three times, so then we cannot say it's just an accident. So only if it happened three times. In other words, you see, the double Nebobo assumes, like most Achim, that the reason is why she's Muteres Lebailo in the case where no dam is found altogether on the Shuteres, neither on the sides nor on top, is because she was cured, she was Nisrap. So then it's very mistaken to say that thing, he says. So he says, that means according to Dovo Mobobo, so that even Gambi Shiferes with Muhammad, that much of him, with one of the Shiferes. But if we want to plow, we make up a Bamahas, unless three times. So then it's a Rayel that is up. According to Hasidic, however, so even in the case where she doesn't find any down on the Shiferes, so we still say that the dam the previous times came from his daughter. So that's why we understand as to why we don't find any doubt under Shukras. Because if it came from the Zodiac, so there it's like down in the Makri. Down from the Zodiac is like down from the Makri. Now, so let's say if somebody has a very sore finger, and many times when it's locked, so it bleeds. So can we say there is a cycle? I mean, we have to say, I mean, every time. So sometimes it bleeds, sometimes it doesn't bleed. It all depends, you know, how much it was robbed. It depends upon numerous unknown factors. I mean, sometimes you have a soft finger and you rub against it, it bleeds. Sometimes you rub against it, it doesn't bleed. So there is no vestus in the makom. Masha'inke, if it's of menstrual allergen, so that's the nature. That's the law of nature. So there is an union of vestus. So the melee, so the Chazon Ish says, it's a very remarkable explanation. So that we don't have to say that the Tikkas Shefaras is a proof in two ways. In the case where he chose down and is not even so then it's a proof that the down in the previous times, Machmas Tashmish, was also Machmas Dodi, not from the Nokia. But in the case where no down is detected, and the two, so then we say it is from the force from the Nokia, but she was cured. No. If the Shefaras doesn't show the down, so that's a raya, that it's not from the Nokia. Because if it had been from the Mokia, so the Mokia, that down, bleeds according to certain routines, according to certain science, vessels, according to the principle of vessels of the use. Machine came in Zoli, so sometimes it bleeds, sometimes it doesn't bleed, sometimes it doesn't bleed. So anyway, the Aperavrede, certainly, the Aperavrede, certainly does not agree with this law of Chazanish. That's why the Aperavrede says it. So, if you understand that you are out of the time, it has been said, so, only if you eat as you tell us, the Chimashma, the Chimismanemi, the Chimuril, the Chimuril, the Etzba Hava Kishas. Now, we tell us the Bayo, shall we come up with the So he says, Pirech, Vyuta, Tishi, Yachot Shono, Aha, Rias Pamache, Vyuruaso, O Sumi Chai Shikwa, the Chimu, the Chimis Rajbo, Shehidi Besios. In other words, since it's a vessel chimic of Gua, so a vessel chimic of Gua, you have to be Chimis Pamachas, not more. So it's Neka, if there is one of Mishet, so then it's Neka. So here too, once she has to be separated. But suppose she didn't see, so Oz, Acharias Pamachim, Reuas, or Sur Hajiba. וכן הוא מצ'ו בסרש בו שאין בסיוסף וזו שאין ניסו לחל שכל מידה דוי מקווה בגימו זימנה מגה בחוד לזימנה להפוקה אם הוא יסוף בבאס הוא יסוף צריך או לאור כי הגיבו פה מבינסון אבל בדה תאפילו כמו בשלוית שובס ושוב אם הוא יגדילו מטרס לבילו בבסת לבסת כביסוף even if she saw down מחמסטשמיש three times so she's a sore every half year, but between one half year and another, so it's a good act. Miu chisheshes l'achim. Miu chisheshes l'achim pa'amech. Vinirali, the whole adin nifeset achimish. Chisheshes. Ki geinim shimsho pa'ambeiz b'tesvot b'nisim. Chisheshes achakeim l'tesvot b'iya. V'yasuro l'shamish b'tesvot b'iya. In other words, the Shach says, suppose she saw the first time the Machmas Tashmish on the 15th of Tishri, and it wasn't Tishon of Rebekah. Then she saw again the Machmas Tashmish on the 15th of Nisan. And the 15th of Nisan, half a year later. So, that means that that on the 15th of Tishrei, the second time, she's a solar pilot. But on the 15th of the year, she's all chosen to be separated. Because we don't know, we really don't know that it's, that she might be tending to be Kivea, a Veset HaFloge of every half year. Maybe she'll be Kivea, a Veset HaChidesh of the Damach Nastashos. So, on one hand, there is a possibility that she's developing, cultivating a Veset HaFloge of every half year Damach Nastashos. On the other hand, so there is a possibility that she's developing, she's in the process of cultivating a Veset HaChidesh, because after all, the second three Damach Nastashmish was at 15th of Nisan. Maybe it's because of the 15th of the month. So the 15th of Ia, she also has to be separated from that. Vimriroaso, so then this Veset Shinikavua, the possible Veset Shinikavua of Veset HaChidesh, to see Damach Nastashmish, the 15th of the month, is Nekah, but she's Cheshesh La'afloge Chotzi Shono, Vishubin Cheshesh, Vitesvom Chedesh, Vioadin Ahashishim Shofam Vishino, Cheshesh Yadu Vesachedesh. In other words, suppose, and when she saw Dam, the first Dam, on the 15th of Tishrei, so on the 15th of Chedesh, Mach, right immediately after Tashmish. So, and the 15th, the 15th of Cheshvan, she has to be separated from the husband. Why did Nachash Shabbat Moshe Nazar Yahweh Zachidesh? Abu Nastaf Lodi Yevshav Lodi Yeshmai. Of course, you cannot hear, you cannot even conceive of the best of Lodi with less than 2 days. He said, Vok Amin Oli Kam, Tzimek of Pites, Gabi Bestes, Vi Afal Gav, Yehosom Tzlichon Nichash, Bestes Agub, Afim Shabuim Bishas Veset Achidesh, כשל פי אקו, פעם אחס, ובו עשו, צריך הלוך איש, כשל פי פייק, אי פעם שאיז, באיזה זמן, שיהיה שם הוסום, שהבסת הגוף בו בעצמי, אבל בבסת הגוף שבו הרבה איז, כגין קפיצה כאן הוא הוסום בספיר צייר, ונחשש עשר, ושבו בו איזה יהיה ידוע, ולא כל פעם שתקפיץ ותשמיץ, חושב על דהיינס כמו קפיצה. So now it's we mentioned the Shach before, but this is a very big Chiddush. This Shach is expressive of a very big Chiddush, and it's contrary to the Chiddush teaches in. In other words, the halacha we got in Vestas is as follows. There is a halacha of Veset Kavua, and there is a halacha of Veset Shemur. So, Veset Kavua, so according to some of the Shemur, it's in the Raisa Asur. Veset Shemur Kavua, according to everybody, is only in the Rabbah. But with the Rabbanon, she's a soul revival even in the case of Iveset, even in the case of Iveset Shemikavua. Now here, most positive, and that stays a shite, except for the Aruch HaShulchan, I mean, a few achim, but most positive, and some of the Shemim, say explicitly that the whole thing of Damach Nastashmish, Gibur Pom Asol Bairo, is based upon the principle of Vestas. Principle of Vestas. Of course, the Ruch HaShulchan says, no, it has nothing to do with the principle of Vestas. That's a special condition. A special of Mimalim Nefetis. Mimalim Nefetis. But most poskim say that it's, we discussed it, that most poskim say that it's based upon the principle, it's based upon the principle of essence. It's based upon the principle of essence. So then the question, now, in Vestas, there is Alohe. Vestas, she's a soul of Bible. She's a soul of Bible. So then the question arises, we say, Nereye Damach Mastash, which people form from the Tzilkin. So it's a soul of Bible. Then the husband has to divorce. So the question is, but suppose she didn't see Damach Nastashmish immediately upon the conclusion of the Tashmish 3 times. She saw only 1 time, she saw only 2 times, she's not a survivor. But since in the case of Roa Sodam, Gibupon, Mitzuki macht das Taschen. Schiassole Baido, Nikapre, so eben if she sees. Da macht das Taschen Smoot, she also Yasole Baido, on the basis of Esse Chenikabua, on the basis of Esse Chenikabua. So the Shach says, the Taz says, in Sifte Zayat, that we went over, Miyu Hishosh is Lachi, Eil Hakshis. Amaya mag es sich viel Geist wagen in die Upon nach der Philosoph, weil wir bestehen kommen zu der Dampfung, wie frisch die Führer. Moi hoche, die Hosen koin in ihr Israel Bayo, mit die Achschosche Zudu in Jose Kapit Romi, und ja sind in Loni Romi, Israel Bayo, und hol in Chesef, schon loch ist, und ich auch, ich esch es, kiebe sie mir in der Hakein, hätte er, und rein sehen, so hart, und so noch frisch, was auch immer. So the Tasse is, the Tasse is explains, the reason is why Rie Dam Machastashim is less than 3 times, so she has the bylaw, because if we are going to apply the general rule of Vesechini Kabua, even with 1 time, so what will be the net result? She will be a solid bylaw in a long way, with Rie Dam Machastashim once, so Rie of the fact that the whole deal, of Vesechini Kabua is certainly Rabban, it has no basis in Raisi, because Reye Dam Yimuponi, even according to the Vesechini, that it's only Rabban, it's Nasmachte, or what it's the Chaim says, the Chalishen Vestes is in Raisi Kabua. So when is the Chalishen Vestes in Raisi Kabua? That's only if there was Reye 3 times, in accordance with a certain cycle. But if he wants, if he tries, there is no Chalishen in the Raisi. So, Mashiach came Pesach in the world, so then it has no basis in the Raisi. So it's completely the Rabbanon. So maybe the Chachamim didn't want to answer on the Bible because of that is the Rabbanon of Pesach in the world. So this is what? This is how the Taz explains. On one hand, we say we got the Yerisho, Sodam, Mahmastashmi, she discriminately give upon Mitzuki, so she's a soul of the Bible. But suppose she sees that Mahmastashmi once or twice, so then she's the text of the Bible. Mashinke, if she sees that Mahmastashmi, not indiscriminately, but in a certain cycle, when Shinui philosophy, let's say, so then, the next month, she also has to be paid with precious from her husband, when Shinui philosophy. Why? So we apply the Aloche of Vesech Shinui Kogua also with Abiyah Damachostashmi. So then, if a woman sees once or twice, indiscriminately Damachostashmi, should be a sort of violent gamble? So the task is a very simple terrorist. Over there, when she saw down, when she sees down, little shame if you also. So by applying the general rule of Esa Shemikabua, she will not become a soul of Bible. She will only have to be separated, little shame if you also. So by the way, we apply the general thing of Esa Shemikabua. Mashiach came in the case of a woman so just once or twice in Damach Mastashki indiscriminately. So then, if we are going to apply the general rule of Eshtibuwa, what do it mean? This is Asura Bailo. Asura Bailo. So, Mele, the Chachomi made a special dispensation in regard to the general deen of Veset Sheinigua. This is what it does. It does. But what did the Shach say? The Shach says something else. Now, there is a Veset Kogua and there is a Veset Sheinigua. Now, so the Veset Kogua, the Veset Sheinigua apply to Veset Ayomi, and they apply to Veset Agud. Let's say, suppose the Veset consists of having the menstrual flow every 23rd day. So, if 3 times she saw down the 25th day as of the previous year, so then it's a Veset Kogua. If suppose she saw down only once after a flood of 25 days, so then it's a Veset Kogua. So the following month when it's the 25th day as of the previous day. So she's a sure Levi. But then there is a Beset Abu. Beset Abu, and according to all the Shemim except the Rambam, there is a meaning of Beset Abu by itself, even uncoupled with Yom. The Rambam Shikis, we discussed it, that Beset Abu is always coupled with Yom. Alright, so, but according to all the other Shemim, there is a meaning of Beset Abu without Yom, and there is a meaning of Beset Yom without Beset Abu. What does Beset Abu mean? Let's say certain women, they don't have any regular cycle, 25th day or 24th day, but it's very regular, it can be any day. But every time she has a menstrual flow, so half an hour before the menstrual flow, so she feels heavy in her chest, or she starts belching, or she feels nauseous. So that's a Beset Abu. That's a, or she yawns, or she feels very fatigued or a headache. That's a Beset Abu. So the halacha is in regard to Beset Abu. In regard to Beset Abu, suppose she all of a sudden she's overtaken by a headache, or she starts yawning, or she feels a heaviness, so she's a sore body. A sore body. That's only a Beset Abu. So then she's a soul Bible, even in the Beset Abu is not coupled with Yom. But suppose it's a Beset Abu, we might say, Kofzo. Let's say, suppose it's a Beset Hato, we might say, let's say, Kvite. Let's say, Mikvite. So then, let's say, if a woman, let's say, after she jumps 5 times, so she has a menstrual flow. So suppose she'll jump 5 times, she's still not a sore Levi. Unless it's coupled with Yom. If it's a Beset Abu that takes place by itself, so then even if it's not coupled with Yom, it establishes a Beset. But a Beset of Kvite, not in a statue that takes place by itself. So then, it only establishes a Beset if it's coupled with Yomi. But if it's not coupled with Yomi, not. So the Shach says, Va'avon Rabbi Oshet, when we have a Beset Sagu, after showing the Vashet Beset Achides, Kin Shepia Kopa Machas, Viroas, Tzricholoch Ishki Shepifi Kin Pam Shemiz, Bezes Man Shemiz, So that, in other words, the Shach said, suppose if you make was the Damash Nastashis on the 15th of Tishrei, so then, in the 15th of Cheshvan, she does not by law. So by law, why? Because of the possibility, maybe she's in the process of cultivating a Beset Abu of Yomi and Tashash. In other words, of Yomi and Tashash. So Shachetashe, so she's only a soul of Bible on the 15th of Cheshvan. If she saw the Mahmastashish on the 15th of Tishrei, she's a soul of Bible on the 15th of Cheshvan. But any other day in Tishrei, any other day in Tishrei, let's say the first of Cheshvan, the second of Cheshvan, the third of Cheshvan, up to the 15th of Cheshvan, she is not a soul of Bible. But Monekshah, if you consider it dam achmastashish, like dam after a certain meir agu, so she should be asur. She be asur any time we buy her, just as in the case of piako. Just as in the case of piako. So then she establishes a beset. So he says, and by people the halacha is that even if she just yawned once and had a menstrual flow, I mean she just had a headache for half an hour once and had a menstrual flow, so the second time she gets a headache, she's a soul of Bible. She's a soul of Bible, and she has to wait half an hour before she's with Teres with Bible. So here too she should be a soul Right after she saw the manifestations, one time on the 15th of Tishrei, so she saw the Bible only on the 15th of Heshvan, and before that she was Materis. But by Piyako, so even one time, so he said, I saw Va'afalki. So he says, So Veset Atom, which it says, that's Veset Atom Beines. Veset Atom Beines. So the law is that Kvitze alone is not clear. Even if she'll have the menstrual flow three times after jumping, so she's still at a solar bio, unless it's attached to a certain day. Unless it's attached to a certain day. So Mimele, if a woman will jump five times and she'll have a menstrual flow, and that happened, let's say, on the 5th of BC, so on the 5th of year, if she'll jump five times, she'll be a solar bio. But let's say, on the 1st of the year, even if she jumps five times, she's not a solar bio. So that macht das Tashmish has the same thing like Machmas Kitzis. So it's like, so it's Iveset Aldeinis. And Iveset Aldeinis can only establish it in Veset if it's coupled with Yomim. If it's not coupled with Yomim now. So in other words, so that's the machlokes between the Shach and the Taz. The Shach is Siv Lamed Hei, and the Taz is Siv Tezayin. The Taz holds that the Vias Damach Mustashmish is like Meyo Agu. And the reason is to violate Damach Mustashmish Yilvon in this Buddha. So then she saw the Bible Damre like Piako Yilvon Viroasoga. So then she saw every time she starts yoning or she starts voting. So Mashim came there, it's the Sheikh of the Taz. So now the Stadias Damach Mustashmis is like Kriyas Dam of a Meiragum. And according to the Shah, Kriyas Damach Mustashmis is like Kritzes, is like Kriyas Damach Masenis. So, Daloche, Ligabe, Kriyas Damach Maskritzes. So, it doesn't establish a Veset unless it's coupled with Yomi. So, here too, only if it's coupled with Yomi. Now, I mentioned when we learned the Miseches Nidah, so I mentioned that according to the Balamoyer's Gilse, in the Gemara that you Dalet Nidah, and some say that Rashi also had that Gilse. We didn't go with the Gemara inside, but I mentioned it. So there is the clearest message of Machmas Kitzes independently, even when it's not coming with them. But most of the shame, and the two apostles like the Shita and the Lamoya, but most of the shame, the Psak of the Mechaber and the Rabo, is not like the Lamoya, and the two. So, in other words, so according to them, this is what the Shach says. So he says, Avon Veset Agum, Shebo al Neines, in Kvitze, Kanon al Hosom, Bisif Yudzayim, the Yechisheshes, the Oda Shekoba, in Sibiyim Yodua, the Lord called Palm Shekik Fates. In other words, who Shekik is there? There's the Shekik of Moshe Hashem, not the Shekik of the Balamoyer and the two. Not the Shekik of the Balamoyer. Now, a Sif Yud Beis, למחר. הורי למחמס תשביץ, דימופומים עושה לאשר יסון, אפילו אם אין רצה לא ביורם, אלו אם כן רוצה לאשר יסון על בישוש, ולהיה לך אצלו אל בין. זאת אומרת, אם שיצרי את המחמס תשביץ דימופומים, סויץ ועושה לבעל לא ביורם, so suppose he says, I'm not going to be born out, but I want her to stay with me. Now, so then we could say, why not? And after all, why should she be asked to stay with me? It's only also not well because of the possibility maybe she'll sit down in the midst of the dashes. But if he doesn't want to divorce her, why should he have to divorce her? So he says, no, it's osa la sheizu. Afin the reitzel of Malel. Why? Because we are chenshish. Maybe he will be boreal. Maybe he will be boreal. Elohim kein reitzel la sheizu al vishovish, v'voyelech etzlo elohim. In other words, if he's willing to make an arrangement whereby he'll always send her money for food, that means, and for food for somebody else, he won't have to give it to her, and when he wants to see her, so then there will be other people present, so then there is no choshen, maybe it will be boreal, so then it's mutter. But to be misyachid with her, so it's also now vice versa, it's not on the basis of the general Serafim, because as far as the Issa Yichud is concerned, so there is a loche that Baal Bish, even when the woman is in Lido, even Sugla Shishan, so there is a loche, there is no Issa Yichud, there is no Issa Yichud in Reis, there is no Issa Yichud in Rabbonon, even if she is in Lido Mamesh, Kol Shem Hoche, she is not in Lido, and there is only a Choshe, as maybe if it be boreal, maybe she'll be coming, but there is no reason at all. So it's a special. So it's a special. Israel, how can Shem cannot make their own takones? Only the takones that the Chachamim made, Chazal made, the Anoyim, the Amoraim, but our own takones we cannot make. Sometimes the Shem did, so it's mentioned. But here it's not mentioned that there was, let's say, Takonis Abnigashim, or Takonis Agenim, that he should be Osea to Misyach. So it has the Mokia on the Gemara. Where does it have the Mokia on the Gemara? So look in the Bir Agero, there is a servant. The Chashinon Shemoyor Yomel, the Yichshetitve, Lekir Yisuvet Rabbonon, is Kile, the Osea and Liberal, Kidamrimon Safety, the basic Suvets. So in other words, so the same takone that the Mishnah mentions in Suez, if somebody is migalish or sishtei, loitinosi mishchenosei, because we are cheshish, tzikzeire, since he is rogelbo, so maybe if he'll be with her, so maybe he'll be nichsho. So here too, it's even more likely because over there he is already Migalish, so she's not his wife, but here she's his wife, and especially in view of the fact that she's not in Ido, it's only because of the Choshe, maybe she'll become in Ido. So the same Takone that the Gemara mentions in connection with Migalish as his story, we told him Mishkino say, surprising. So it's not in the Takone. It's not in the Takone. Now, the Beis Meir, the Pesach Tshuva mentions a Tshuva from the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir has a subject. A certain woman who was sick, and in those days, I mean, the doctors were not able, you know, to cure certain conditions. So the woman had a certain condition she couldn't possibly. She couldn't possibly become Torah. She couldn't possibly become Torah. Why? Because, in other words, if a woman becomes a Nido, so then she can only become a Teres Lailo if she makes a Dikis. She needs bikkur, she has to make it bikkur, tare, other bikkur. But suppose a woman has a condition, she has sores inside, and the sores constantly keep on bleeding, and so if it is possible to make the bikkur in such a way, so that it will be able to identify any dung that comes from the water, from the dung that comes, you know, from the source, all right, so then she can retire herself. But suppose she has such a condition, she has so many sores, that it's impossible to make any bikkur, so then she cannot be retired as a dayan. So, of course, the Baal is also lovely or well. But in that case, the Baal is also lovely or well because she is incurably in need of it. She cannot be retired as herself. So the Bismaya has his opinion whether the husband of that woman is allowed, as far as the general Yichud is concerned, so he doesn't apply to Ishtimda because of Suga Vashishani. But in this case, it's not the usual situation. Because the usual situation, all she has to do is just to count and to make the details and to retain all she'll be entitled to buy. But here, she has a special condition that makes her impure a needle, because she couldn't make the details. She couldn't be retired herself. So maybe the same rabbon applies. Or that rabbon applies only to a case of a Gimu Pome Mahmastashish. So they are in scalping now. Because after all, the woman knows that she's not in the now. And it's only that she's a soul of Bible because maybe she'll be coming. So maybe in that subjectively, it is cow. It is cow to the husband and to the woman. So maybe we are Hishish. So maybe we are Hishish. And the same thing is true, let's say, Hamidarish is history, Togam Shonose. Because since she was his wife, so unfortunately, the mind of the people, since she was his wife, so it's cow. The Israel of Zeus. Not that the Israel of Zeus of Pola Albora Puyo has shown his cow, but in this kind of situation where she was his wife, but he lost her, so many people, so the might has shown be made ahead of him. So in many ways, there is a clear. Mashayinke in this case, and in the case of Rehya Damach Mustashish, it's certainly called in her. Because she's not in Edom now, it's only because of the possibility, maybe she'll become in Edom Ach Mustashish. Mashayinke in the case where she is incurably sick, she cannot cure herself from the needles. So there it's not called, so then that akone doesn't apply. So in the way it's like a regular needle. So there is a loch of Suga Vashishani. So it doesn't make any difference whether she is a needle that is expected to be a needle for 12 days, or she is a needle that is expected to be a needle for 5 years, or 10 years, or 20 years. So there is no reason. So the Bismaya has his opinion. And it doesn't come to any conclusion. But I didn't see one car, but I don't remember. But it seems to me that there is a duke from the Mechaber in Sifri Dalet. There is a duke. Sifri Dalet. Here. Isha Sheinish Lo Makis of Tzoy. That's this case. Shein Yechevo Mitve. Teitzin Tachat Bayo. Kidei Shelo Yivate Mipir Yogarivyo. So the only reason as to why he has to divorce her is because he'll be divided with period of Libya. Suppose he already has children, so then he doesn't have to divorce her. So the question is, if we say that he's also a Bibisiachim, so then he should have to divorce her anyway, not because of Bitu period of Libya. Unless you are going to say, he means, the Mechaber means, even if he wants to make an arrangement that she should stay by herself, and whenever he'll visit her in the presence of Avi, but he doesn't say that. Dice, dice que hizo Marcus Sony, que me reunió, tem que trabalhar lá no meio, porque there is no time of it to pay your give you all that say yes, so you know already. So then, he doesn't have to divorce her, and he doesn't say here, also Ashiso, why? I told them, Chava mentioned this, if he paid also Ashiso, why doesn't he mention here also Ashiso? So it's a riot, because here, we are not, we can't make our own series. We cannot make our own series. As far as the Issa Yehud is concerned, so there is a lot of Sukhama Shishan. So what difference does it make whether she is expected to be a nido for 12 days or for 12 years? It doesn't make any difference. So the Mele, there is no Issa. But in the case of Reh Damach Mastashmich, so then it's calming now. Subjectively, it's not an Aveira, subjectively, even though they are told, but people, you know, people are in the habit of being Meira, Hekale Atzmon, against the Din, not Meira. There are two kinds of Meira Tere. Sometimes it's Meira Tere because they don't know the Din, they think that it's Meira. And sometimes a person hears that it's Osea and still is Meira Tere. I mean, she mentions in Bombitzia says that there are two types of Meira Tere. Like, let's say the Meira Tere, the Gemara says, we got a moving pixels. Ishtamutikom Ishtamut, so it's not a Hoshet on the Shul. Why is Meira Tere? Is Meira Tere? So, but there is certainly no Heter al Din to deny the Chayim just because in his mind he expects that when he'll become rich, he'll pay. He still does it. But, And even around, I mean, because the aloha that really makes us is highly shuye, is not considered hosta shuye. Why? Because it's mere tere. They don't even feel it. So they do it. Even so, it's against the Din, not Meira Tere in the Din, but Meira Tere against the Din. So that's in the case of Reh Damach Mastashmich, or in the case of Abdallah Shishishte. So they are Meira Tere against the Din. Mashiachim, Moshe, and even Mamish, there is no Meira Tere. So then that Akone doesn't apply. So that's how it's Mashma Pandosh. Now, So we always assume that the dam is dam suri until she will be shameshes pamachas will be tira dam. So that's a raya that choyso hamak. That's what you. That's so it's a raya that choyso hamak. In other words, if one time after beer she doesn't see any dam, so that's a raya that the hymen was completely removed. So the male, if after that she sees dam mustachios, so then we have to say the dam that she sees after that machmastashmich is dam nido, not dam suri. Because if it had been dam suri, so why is it the time before, after the year, she didn't see any dam? Vima hakein tira shom shkwal machmastashmich, who the kodiniya is kaya dam machmastashmich. Then Rambo says, in the Shubis Maram Padre, Now, Rameau was a contemporary of the Rampadre, but he mentions many times he was contemporary of Rampadre, he was a cousin, he was a Sheni Vishishi with the Rampadre. So, but he mentions it many times. So what the deen mentioned by Mechaber is that in the case where she already had beer and didn't see any down after the beer, so then it's a riot that copes well, that hymen was completely removed. Mimele, if she sees down Machmastashmish, after that, so then it's considered like Namido Machmastashmish. And Rabo, Rampadre mentions another effect, that even if she didn't, even if Sliposko nearly stammered, there was no one beer after which there was no doubt. Even though after every beer so far, she did see that. But if she has no pain, if she has no pain, Vishastashmish, Hareli Kihola Noshim, we will tell you and absolutely, that's in the Chiddush. The Bach is Chiddush. Because in the case mentioned by the Mechaber, so there, since there was one beer, and she didn't see any dam after that beer. After that beer. So that's a riot that the hymen was completely removed. Mimele, any dam of Mastashmish could not be attributed to the Dachshund. Mashiach came if she, they were, loy poskodir is pamach. Loy poskodir is pamach. So that means, after every beer, so she does see that. She does see that. What does it show? If after every beer she does see that. So that shows that the hymen was not completely removed. If the hymen was not completely removed, so what if she doesn't have pain, Bishastashmish? But the fact is that the hymen was not completely removed, because had it been removed, she wouldn't see down after every beer. And so far she still keeps on seeing down after every beer. So that's exactly the time as why the Bach is there. Now in Bishyose, it is interesting that Bishyose discusses that question. Suppose it's in Lo Posko, Lile is Pamechot. Pamechot, but it's Imo Tzahatla Vishastashmish. It's Imo Tzahatla Vishastashmish. So at first the Bess Yosef says, that we are still Marzikin and Bidamso. We are still Marzikim and Damsul, because in as much as we possibly hear is a Pamechot, so really it's very likely that the Dam she saw Machastashmish was really the remnant of the Damsul. Then he says, no, that he doesn't want to be Machria Leheter, we could, he doesn't want to be making Mistapina Lehati, it does mention the Russian name, Mistapina Lehati, Elohim came in your time with Chirchis, she would answer. So if she has pain, Mishastashmish, so then they are the time of Chirchis. But if she doesn't have any pain, Mishastashmish, even though it's Loiposko, Lireis, Pamechot, so then the Amalidaimachikes, that is Damsu. Damalidaimachikes. So he is Chishish to be major. But he is more disposed towards the Sheikh of the Bess Yosef, he is really disposed towards the Sheikh of the Bach. But he doesn't want to be major. He doesn't want to be major. From the Rambo, it's not much, but we see the Rambo doesn't even mention the Loshon of Bess Yosef. He only mentioned the Loshon of Rampadre. So in other words, the Rambam apparently agrees with Rampadre, it's not because of the Choshi, Mistapina Lahad. He doesn't want, you know, to take it upon himself. From the Ramu, it's mashma that he, it's not just as a Joshua, but since is Jez no Izar, Bishastashmish, so then I'll begin, we cannot attribute it to Damsu. Right now, let's see the times. Of Mishinit Zidane of the Piamo, Mishinisho, Mishinit Shoisho Pere. Alright, now, the times. Habeel is absurd. See if you die. Because Joseph Woman didn't say, Yaki said. Diese Kulam Zwichen Bike, Mishin Peres, Chusin Absu. I asked you to go over the Mishne of the five categories, four categories, I mean, it's out of here. So, usually the poskim refer to the four categories of women because the narrow, the trois of the Sovio, and we say it is included in the same category as the Vedras, when the Roaso only was. Alright, so, Habil Zapfur is just one of the things that he said, that he said, Kuron, he said, Kuron, Tzikhantike. Bishifeles, chutz napsulo shedomero teiri. So it is after sex. In other words, when do we say that if a woman sees damach mastashus in the form, she has to submit to it? Because bishifeles, every woman, except if a psulo who got married, so if she sees damach mastashus in the form, she doesn't even have to submit to it. It because bishifeles. The Heishel Davud was it. The psulo no kabit is after Vishemo, so he says, is a kulon tzrichen dike vishifeles chutz min apsulo. So it's maybe psulo, but after the first year by the husband, so she's not a psulo anymore. So why should we attribute that to the apsulo? Here the Mechaba says, come upon him, even though it was in the course of days and weeks and months. So we are still taking the absurd, but 37 is Habeel is absurd. So only after the first being, if she saw Damach Nastashish, the first night, but after that, so she should submit to it because she does. He is done with the absurd, not the same. Vishemo, highly calls Manshi Psulo, because Manshi Psulo means, doesn't mean, even after a number of years, as long as the hymen is not completely broken, removed, so then she doesn't have to submit to it because she can't. Behind it, Mashom, Ubelishke, the Nakes, Kolachas, Lipidino, Luri, Giaz, Manavi, Lays. So, Ubelishke, the Nakes, where the four categories of women are discussed, Machlik, Sham, Bisila. So it says there, when Gias Manoliris, that's Iktano. Iktano is when Gias Manoliris, and she got married, and then she has it flowed down. So the husband is allowed to be with her, even though she passed down. At Shetich Yamar. So then there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. What does it mean, Tichyamak? So Rav says, Tichyamak means, and in other words, that Tichyamak means, Achi Tichyamak means, as long she is with her survival, as long as when she sits, she shivas down, and I mean, as long as when she stands, she falls down, and when she sits, she's not she falls down. But if she's not she falls down, or if she is she falls down, it doesn't make any difference. In any position, so then it's a raya the tichyamak. Because if it's loy chotzal mako, so then she be falls down only when she stands. But when she sits and she's relaxed, she should not be she falls down. Gets high. And Shmuel says that what is it mean Chodis al-Mako calls man she'olein kibotzu b'pe she'arida machasashis. In other words, she is mutemis al-bailo itano she'olein igios manu liris. And then he says she falls down So she's metetzel by law, even though she shabbat dam, as long as after every being she sees dam. So as long as she sees dam after every being, so then it's a raya that loy chutzal nako, and she metetzel by law. וכי פוסק הרמב״ם כשמואל, פרקי מלכס ישראל ביה, ובגיע הזמן על ירעיס, עבור ירעיס, ובגיע הזמן, so then it's the first category. Now it's like that. Then in arrow, then in arrow, then in arrow, so then in arrow that is oh, that is in Gias Manoviris, is Apolis, Ubiroa Sobolis, Obio, a Naro that is in Gias Manoviris, Gloribas. The second category is in Naro. She's 12 years old, not the babies, not 12, even 6 months. So, and Loyroa Sobolis, she didn't have a period yet, the base of Leo before she got married. So then, after she got married, she passed down. So she's interested in Bible, in spite of the fact she passed down for 4 nights. And the 4 nights can be spread out over a number of months. That's what this hill said. That's in our, shall we ask this? And suppose she's Biroas of the Ace of Yokin Suin. Biroas of the Ace of Yokin Suin. So Biroas Mitzvah is Roy. Actually, according to the Dinamishneh, so Biroas of the Ace of Yokin Suin, he's entitled to a life, even though she's fast down. So according to the Takone Satanoi, the Dinamishne, he's allowed more than one beer when he was mitzvah. If many beers, the first night. But after the first night, not allowed. But then, Rabbi Shmuel Baomu, Rabbi Seyin Yimu, the Yomu, the Yomu was mitzvah. And it's certain to a moment of the Shmuel that this Takone Samroi of Rabbi Shmuel, of Rabbi Seyin Yimu, applies the whole apoches to a bigress or to a narrow that was of his idea. As well as the price they come as well, and that point there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Raya. But it certainly applies the Takon Samoroyim of Rabbi Shmuel, of Rabbi Seyon Yimu, beyond good day, who has been so, so it certainly applies to any bigress in the three parts of his idea, and to a narrow that was of his idea. So that's why the Taz mentioned that. But this is not the Dina Mishneh, that's the din of Yimor. But it's also in the Yimor. We go as a person, we are getting this to you, we are asking this to the Holy Spirit, we sue, we have a sore. So the question is, since according to the Yimor, so he is asking the Kasher again, the Mechaber, says, Abir is a sore coming from. What does it mean, Abir is a sore? He doesn't say, Abir is a sore, Akhtana. Or, but he says, Habeel Zapsua, he may be dress. Shehua so come upon me, may Zapir. By Bedras, there is no difference whether Hua so be Zapir, not Hua so. But anyway, but it means, Habeel Zapsua, anyone, he may be dress. So, we attribute it to Damsulim, every time that Jesus fast until Tishanish Bamahas will until. So the question is, why does the Mechaber say? The Mechaber should say that vis-à-vis Beyers or Inago Shehoas or Bezobio, inasmuch as Medina Digmore, she's only the terrorist in Bible for Bilas Mitzvah. But after Bilas Mitzvah, so she's a soul of Bible. So that means that we don't attribute the dam that she fast after the Bilas Mitzvah to Dam Sul. Because if we would attribute it to Damsuri, so she should still be Mutaris the Bible. So why was it asking that even for months and months she is Mutaris the Bible, as long as she didn't stop seeing Dam after Tashmish, as the Kasher Taz against the Rishyosev and the Chada, V'amayik, make of Rishyosev the whole absolence in the Beitres, V'ei, may the Raya Mahim depend on the naked, Rishyosev. Mention the Raya to this being from Perek Menekes. Shemiteres HaShemich Yamak. But when we say, because of Avar Pishem, you don't come on Bichulon, Eino Elohim as Mitzvah, Eino Elohim as Mitzvah, and according to the Raya, so we didn't ignore him by Iktano, that's why he says Bikuro. Because according to the Rambam, by Iktano, so it's only Sakhdon Sadeh, not anymore, but according to the Raivet and Rambam, Rajbo, most of the shame. So Rabbi Seinu Nidu, Rambo, Eli, El Gilas Mitzvah, Peiris, is applied to every category of them. Even Iktano, Shalom Giyas Manu Vireis. So don't come with the Chulon Elo and the last mitzvah. We call the King of the Israel Lalsi, Kovide Damach Mastashish, Mazikin Ladam Shul Lipsu, Kidrim Moshim in the Reis Mach Mastashish. That's what the Messiah Yosef says. So actually, that's what the Messiah Yosef says, that as long as she continues sitting down, after Tashmish, so she's with her as a bio, in spite of the fact that she's weighed down as Mastashmish 3 times, even 100 times, 1,000 times. As long as it's Lechoisa Mako, even if she doesn't have any pain, she has Tashmish. That's why the Messiah Yosef says that first. Why? Because true, she doesn't have down as Mastashmish. But then we cannot say that the hymen was completely removed. Because it's true that she doesn't have any pain in Shastashish. But we cannot say, on the basis of the fact that she doesn't have any tzar in Shastashish, that the hymen was completely removed. Because if the hymen had been completely removed, not in Mashu being left, so then why should she sit down after every day? The fact that she sees down after every beer shows that it wasn't completely removed. So why doesn't she have pain with Shastashmish? Because most of it was removed. So, but since it wasn't completely removed, so there we have to deteriorate, as Yosef says, we have to deteriorate at first, as Yosef says, we have to deteriorate in Damsoli, like the Bach. Then he concludes, Elo de Mistapine, but he doesn't want to be naked. Elo de Mistapine rehati. Elo de Kinu Yodai Mechirish. She would absolutely. So you see, how careful the Mechaba was. As a matter of fact, the Mechaba, you see, the Mechaba mentioned to him, Habir is actually a come upon me, Behoa Saddam Mahmastashmish, Lelo Mazikino, she would absolutely shamish Pamachas. He doesn't discuss the case where she still sees down, but no cave. Why doesn't he want to discuss? Because even the Messiah said, the Messiah said he didn't write in Psakaloche. The Mechaber al-Shanoch, he wrote in Psakaloche. I mean, we might see. So the Mele, in the Messiah said, so he mentioned that he is disposed of the Shite, that he is Mutea, but we might say he is afraid to be made, unless they are the Bible. That means if she still has pain in Shastashish. But he doesn't want to pass in one way or the other. He doesn't want to spell it out that it's Buddha like the Bach, because he is Saint of Shoshes, but he doesn't want to pass in that we have to treat her as Riyadamach Nastashevich, because after all, he is disposed of the Shite, that as long as she sees Dam after every year, even though she doesn't have any pain, so it's still attributable to Damsuri. So he doesn't discuss it. And the Rambam does mention it, because the Rambam doesn't agree with the Mechaber. That's why he mentioned it. So they said, El Mistapin Elat, and King of Bain Mechidesh, and Damsuri. Bimiro, because of Mistapin, I had to be here, Mashim Zacharti, and we feel how he's here. Why does it say the Mistapine? Because now the Alochi is Midin Midin Moreh, 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 Midin Midin Moreh she was so the peace of Leo, so we can be more, so it's in the Yahweh Mitzvah, so we don't rely and we hold some. So he said, that's why he said it up here. Behind she is not a sad idea, the head of the Rabbi Padre, she may not a proud idea, and the whole emotion. The Achor of Shechamoka, who may be home is our concept, she is the other of the zoo. Now it is remarkable, because the Bach happens to be the biggest machine in the Hasidim. He happens to be the biggest machine in the Hasidim. And I mean, among the possible, of course, the biggest machmir in the Hasidim is the Rambam, because they call it the Rambam. Every woman has to make a big care of the Tashmish, before Tashmish. But among the poskim, Achrim, so the Bach happens to be the biggest machmir. The biggest machmir in the Hasidim. So, but here, he is making against the Rambam. So, Umilichom is also saying, Shir the Hundes. Keep me saying, what are you? Die Bibliogramm will man sich hier ja mako, weil eine Schuhe und kommt man sich hier, mach was da schwingt. Auch wo Kossab muss ich in schon reihe, wie die als Mann wie Reis, wie Kotsch, wie wo hast du mich so viel Kinder an mich zu ihm, schen ich hier um, hab ich mir die Namen nicht schnell, hat mir das Mitzwe, mit mir lach, hat er, kolub so leo, wie die Kinder und die Kinder in der Hakeen zu, kommt sich hier da in der Kirche jetzt. Los, the noise the tars and greens with the Rasvada with the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam came to his son, be a Kossad, how the Rey, mach was da schmisch, it a little bit so we, be in so, she dino, a che tich ya mako davke, a che tich ya mako davke, so from the Rosh Rambam, from the Rosh Rambam, it's mashma, that only when it's midina mishne, that it's adjective yamako, so then we rely on it. Mashinke, if midina didivore, so she's a sword bible, and we don't rely, and we matter her the bible, adjective yamako, so then we don't attribute it absolute. But, the past doesn't mean that the Rambam would be more machmir than the Rambam. That it doesn't mean. If she still has pain at the time of the Tashmish, so then there is a riot. Then there is a riot that the Haimen was not even substantial. So then it's a riot that the hymen was not even substantial anymore. So in that case, we can attribute it to the damsel. Right, now the shah. Vafiri, postulirais, vabachir, uposadachim, sahavau, vishastashish, talinon, vidamsuri. In other words, you see, the fact that she has great pain, vishastashish, indicates that the hymen was not even substantial. But if she doesn't have pain, Vishastashmish, so then it's a raya that substantially it wasn't. But if she still can find the takedown after every BA, so then it's a raya that it was not completed. So that's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Bach. Where the hymen is substantially, but it's not completely removed. So can we be tailored? Can we be attribute the dam machmastashmish to dam suri? So that's the sheet of the bar. Yes, because after all, to have menstrual flow as a result of tashmish is an unusual phenomenon. Why do all the regime and most poskim say that the whole thing of Asura Bayer The whole thing of Asur the Bible is only Rabbanon, Malachi, I said to all these things. And according to all these, the Shemim, not only if she saw three times Tamach Mustashim, even if she will see a hundred times Tamach Mustashim, she will not be a soul of Bible with the Raisa, only the Rabbon. Why? Because with the Raisa we have to attribute it to Hakor Satzgod. So even though Hakor Satzgod is not a usual thing, the average woman does not have Hakor Satzgod, but, to have the menstrual flow as a result of Tashmish is even more unusual. So that's why we derise it. So the name of the Sheikh of the Bach is that as long, even though, so that even though, so she has no pain with Shastashmish, so that's certainly right. That substantially the hymen was removed, but as long as she always can take down after every beer, so the melee, so it's a raya that it was not completely removed. So the melee, we can tell it, rather than to be tailored in the menstrual flow provoked by the tashish, which is very unusual. That's the story of the man. Now it's a very important chili. I don't know where the Yeshiva has it. Masis Diyomim, Simen Ben Zayin, Herich, Uposa Kara, Ayishon, Vigam Habes Yosef Gufe, Kosa Abisim Goro, Mistapina Lohoche, Eloi Ki Yodayim Lechicha Yis, Shehud Amsal. You see, the Taz is Machia, like the Mabatab. Then the Shach, he mentions both, and he doesn't say it, but where is the Shach? The Shach doesn't want to be machia, but there is a very long tshuva in Masid Yomi. Now, there is, I mentioned in the Masid Yomi, it's possible to get it, it's very important, because the Masid Yomi discusses the whole thing of the four categories of women. Alright, so, we might say it's not negated, because now it is Malazeh, every woman is only allowed to be bilas mitzvah upeirish, not that one, bilas mitzvah upeirish. But the shayla is, the Masis Diyomi mentions a very big chiddush, and the kuntra sacher of the Rav Shochanoruch, a very remarkable kuntras, that's primarily on kuf pizayim. So there is really kind of massive money. The massive money, which is a very big chiddush. So in that chiddush, in the sheet of massive money, there is a big hole, and there is a big hole. So, first of all, there is a big hole in the massive money. Now, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah mentions four different categories. So, Ktano, Choyngiyas Manirates, Vinisates, so the Aloch is, even though she falls down, she is interested by Rajitihyama. So it can even extend for months and months, and even maybe for a year or more. Let's say, if it's no Yichoysama, Yichoysama, so she interested by it. Then the second category, now, she gives Manirates. Every now is already Yichoysama. But we know you ask, so according to Bisilel, she is allowed Dalud Leilis, and Dalud Leilis can be spread out in the course of many months. And then the third category, Naro, she appears one of Leilis, Viroas of Leilis. Naro, she appears one of Leilis, Viroas of Leilis. Now she hears Manoviris, Vihoas of Isabia. So she's entitled to Lilo Echot, in many places. And then in Beitres, so only Biras Mitzvah. So the question is, suppose the Aloha. Suppose she is in now. Ale ci złożam. Da Mishne, da Sandal Dundes. Tinei que eixo envia as maravilhas e pisis. Bixame ele em meis lá, alvaletes. O bipisil é ele em adidir e amar. E que as maravilhas e pisis bixame ele em meis lá, alvaletes. O bipisil é ele em adi, tzui, chaves, alvaletes. Rua sobre ele, bem sofio. Bixame ele em meis lá, alvaletes. O bipisil é ele em colabalho. And then by day, so da loja is only Bilas Mitzvah, only Bilas Mitzvah. So, suppose she is a Naro and who has something to be. So we still say, Kolalailoko. In other words, even after the first beer. So, and she falls down. He's born a little beer on the shape. He born a little beer on the shape. And she still falls down. So it's mutalomio leo biyashnu, mutalomishnu. But the second night, he's not allowed to be born. He's not allowed to be born. Oh, let's say a nare. Shaloi waso biyashnu. So the seal say albalays, and it can be spread out. To be spread out even in the course of months. But more than albalays, he's not allowed. Suppose, let's say she got this in B or B, let's say, Tuesday night. So Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, she already had four beers. So Mitzrayim Shabbos, he's not mutalomio, according to the Din of the Mishnah. It's already beyond the four ladies. So he's not allowed. So what is it? But the Marco is very chosen. The Marco is very choice, isn't it? She still sees down after every beer. So, but she's still asur. So the question is she asur on the Haise? Even though the Marco is very choice, so she's still asur on the Haise. In view of the fact that it's after Dalibrates, in view of the fact that it's after Lailovishi, so she's asur on the Haise, or she's only asur on the Haise. So the Masjid Yomim says it very strangely. It's not his life. And the Rav Shach Noach is chilek. He's chilek. I mean, the amazing thing is that, except for the Rav Shach Noach, I didn't see anybody who should discuss it. The Rav Shach Noach discusses it at great length in the Kuntrazah. But the Masjid Yom says that these shiurim that are mentioned in the Mishneh are shiurim in the Raisa. It's a very strange thing. Because here, the Mishnah says, according to Mishnah, so if she is in Nara, she hears Manu Lilis, we know you are so a dynamic is of you, then he says, even though she falls down, so we give them four lilies, but beyond the four lilies, then she does all the Bible, if she falls down. So the Masjid Yomi says, Midraise she has solomai. And let's say, if she is Rasa de Israel, so we still say, Kolalailo Kulo. But after the first night, she passed down, so she has solomai. So that means Midraise she has solomai. In other words, after the first night, if she has a flow of down, after the first night, so then we don't attribute it to Rav Shach Noach. Why should it be, why should it be told after the first night and four nights? Why should it be like that? Alright, the Masjid Yom says like that. So that's the big chumrah that the Masjid Yom mentions. And then the Masjid Yom mentions a big chumrah that should not be mentioned. Because many people, they hear a certain shite, so they rely on it. But then, the Masjid Yomi mentions a big chumrah. Vis-a-vis the big chumrah that he mentions, which is strange, he mentions a big chumrah, which is equal. So he says that even though now, so the halacha is by ownership, so it's Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peirin, But Lamed Vonamuri, that we say there, because it's no peerage, that's only if the woman has no pain with Shastash. But if the woman has pain with Shastash, so that's a raya that the hymen, the lipsuri, was substantially not removed. Because if the hymen would substantially, if the major portion of the hymen would be removed, she wouldn't have pain. Why does a woman have pain? Because the hymen is not removed as yet. So Meire, if she has scaled Bishas Tashmish, so then even Bisman Azeh reminds her, the Masik Binyomin is Matia. Now I don't remember whether he passed the Kemaise, but he says that that is the deal. If Bisman Azeh, so she is allowed to be walking on her, even if she has a flow of blood. Terrific cold. Why? So, on one hand, the Masik Binyomin mentions in this shuk a very amazing chumrah. I mean, that these shiurim have significance in the Haizeh. In other words, in the four categories of women. In other words, so, by Ktanu Achetich Yamakom, and by Naro Shemiroa Sobiyo Dalekayis, and by Naro, Sheroa Sobiyo, Raima Echot, and then by Beigres, so all these things, all these shiurim are midrashim. Why should it be midrashim? Because as far as the rice is concerned, there is only one thing that is important. Whether it emanates, whether it's of menstrual origin, or it's not something, or it's because of the breaking of the hymen that she breathes. So deadly food should be told in Choysama, or in Choysama. This is what the Rav Shapanov says, the Kutrasach, and Sinekut Pizai. So he says, Midraise. So, Onoshe, and the Torah is, as long as it's Loi Choysama. And if a woman, let's say, if the woman still detects down after a beer, even though she doesn't have a real flow, but when she makes it decay after Tashmish, she'll detect down. That means that's a rayon muchachas, that it's Loi Choysamako. What do you mean Choysamako? That the hymen was not 100% removed. That's why, after every PA, she can detect that. So the Rav Shapanov says in the Kutrasache that on the Reiser level, so the criterion is Choyso Amako in regard to all the categories, all the Sugi, Noshe. But, Midrabonon, so it's a Takones Tanoi. Midrabonon, they need special Takones. So that means that we assume that even a bakeress, so as long as she can take down after every day, so we assume with the utmost certainty that this flow of dam is attributable to the breaking of the mako. But the breaking of the mako. But if it's Oysa Mako, she doesn't see any dam after Tashmish, so then it's raya that the mako was cured. What do you mean the mako was cured? That the hymen was completely broken, and then she had to flow of dam. So then we have to say that this is not due to the breaking of the hymen. The hymen had been broken already some time before. So the melee, then she's a solidarizer. But as long as it's Loi Choysa Amako, she is not a solidarizer midrashim. But it's only special rabbonos. So we say, so it's not with the rabbonon. Midrashim we say it's the Amako, the Amsur. And with rabbonon we say, with rabbonon we are Hinshish, maybe it's the Amido. No. We don't, Chachamim not misakin in Takone, that should be contrary to Mitzias. Since Midrashim, so every woman, all the Suginoshi, even a Bechers, is Muteres Lebailo, even though she falls down, as long as Choysa Amako, so Midrabonon, she's, Why? Because we say it's the absolute. So the Rabbanim also say it's the absolute. But Chachom Masek Arubai, like Talochim, Beyob Las Mitzvah Perish. What does it mean, Beyob Las Mitzvah Perish? Manashach. Why can it be given to be? Manashach, if we are Chenishish. If we are Chenishish with Rabbanim. If we are Chenishish with Rabbanim, maybe it's that middle. So the moment the woman feels she has a sensation that she has a flow of blood in the midst of the beer. So it should be finished. Why is he allowed to begin on the Yosef? So Rav explains it. Because me, the right say, we got all the Sugi women. So, as long as it's Lechoisa Mako, so we presume that it emanates from the Psovi. But mid Rabbono the Chachon too is absolute, but the Chachonim asked it. So anyway, so since the Chachonim asked it, so definitely the Chachon is Chachonim. The Dalet way is Laylecho, Beyond the Mitzvot Perech, and the Chachon Nino, Beyond the Mitzvot Perech. So, but with Rabbono, but mid Rai says she is Muteres Lebayo, she is not that. Until it's Chosan. So that is what the Rav Shulchan Aruch in the Gunter Sache. He is chen with Adimas et Biyom. Then, so the Rav Shulchan Aruch is chen with Adimas et Biyom means big chumre, because Adimas et Biyom mentions such a big chumre that with the rise of Shiva Solofar, it will involve in Sakores. It will involve in Sakores, let's say, a bakeress. So then, if he will be Baal, a second Baal, after she passed down as a result of the first Baal, so then he'll be Chayiv Kores, according to the Masmiyon. Of course, we have to understand how can the Masmiyon explain this aloche of Baal Bilas Mitzvah Perish? Baal Bilas Mitzvah Perish. That means he's allowed to be given of the Osset. Dina Gosset, but Monefshech, if it's the Shiur, Mashiur, with Raisi, because we say, after the first B.A., after the any flow that she has, after the first B.A., so that is not attributed to the Absurdim, so how can he be given a B.A.? So we have to say that according to the Masculine Yomi, when the Gemara says that by Bakeress, so his Beil Bilas Mitzvah is allowed to begin of Yosef, so it means the Masih Biyomim will have to say like the Rishayim, because there is a Machlokes Rishayim, Beil Bilas Mitzvah perish. What does it mean, perish? Even if she didn't have a flow of Dam, so then the Aloche is there, they have to be separated. If she had there is Dam, so then it's Aloche after Bilas Mitzvah, he has to be perish. So by Tano, no shehere is done. So as a Tichyamako, by Bakeress, he's not allowed to be born now. But suppose he was given up Yosei Rishono, and she has no ears done. So then she would tell us to him. That's a sheet of Sambishem. And then other Rishayim say, no, that even if she didn't see any done. So after the Bila speaks, she has to count. She has to count, but instead of counting, 5 and 7, so it counts 4 and 7. So that's something else, because that's a chumre. But it means he has to count. She has to count Zayin King, to the Kani King. So according to Masculinity, so we have to understand how does the Gemara say Beil Bilas Mitzvah can be given of Yosef? Monefshah, if he holds a deep shiurim, how would I say? Because in each year represents the time when a flow of dam is reasonably attributable to the psulim. So if she falls down in the midst of the tashmish of the first day, how can it be given a Beyonce? And it's a chorus. How can it be given a Beyonce? So we have to say, so apparently, Masnyomi will have to explain that when it says given a Beyonce in the Beyonce, it means after the first day.